basically Saturday and Sunday, we get the tournament started about 7 o'clock in the morning. We run till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You're free to weigh your fish at any time. You do have to come in and register. And on Sunday, when you register, we'll give you an armband, or a wristband anyway, for a free fish fry that we hold for the participants after the final weigh-in on about 1:30 on Sunday. It's a lot of fun. We get a lot of participants. Should be pretty busy. Camaraderie out there on the ice is pretty neat.
Now, it's been getting quite a bit warmer here in the Treasure Valley the last week or two, I guess. And any ice that we've had on ponds and lakes, it's definitely a lot thinner than it was. In a lot of places, it's just completely gone. What's your ice like there?
Most of our snow on the ground has been melted off. We went down south of here the other day, and from Shoshone on down to Twin, they had plenty of snow. The ice is actually about 16 to 20 inches thick, and it varies depending on where you're at. Some of the dilemma, daytime temperatures have been getting up to about 40 degrees, maybe even a little warmer on a couple of days. So the edges get a little squishy, but then at night everything gets good and it calms back down and freezes up and you can walk right out on it without any trouble. For the tournament, we do have a little bridge that someone has constructed that we'll put out there if need be. I don't anticipate that we'll need it at all, but once you're on the ice, there's plenty out there.
What made you want to do this a few years ago when you came up with this idea for a tournament?
You know, the East Side Magic, they have a big trolling tournament in the spring with the boats. And we thought, you know, why couldn't we do something in the winter on the ice? And I think what probably did it the most was probably sitting around the bar one night talking about how good the movie Grumpy Old Men was and how we correlated that movie to so many people out here at Magic. And I think it kind of took off from there.
What is the ice fishing culture like in South Central Idaho? For people who have seen that, they see, you know, people driving on ice in Minnesota and shacks set up over holes. How similar of a culture is it in your neck of the woods compared to what that picture that people have in their minds?
Some of the similarities, the ice, most years it will freeze 3 feet thick out here, 3 feet plus. So, you know, some crazies will get out there with their vehicles. You won't catch me out there with my truck, and it's not even new, but it's just something I won't do. So, you know, not too many people drive on the ice. Earlier in the year, this year, there wasn't any number of people that were doing it. As far as the culture goes, ice fishing, the camaraderie there is similar to what you saw in the movie. I told somebody the other day that I quoted Jeff Foxworthy. He said that if you're in a Home Depot and somebody offers you some help, and they don't work for Home Depot, you know you're in Idaho. Well, that's kind of the way I look at ice fishing out here, you know. We're going to have this tournament, and the guy right next to you is fishing to win, but if you needed something, he'd lend it to you. That's just kind of how it goes.